Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That route. But is there a man out there that could be available that would help the Steelers, Dorn?
There is. And you need a shorthand wide receiver. I think you need to bolster the wide receiver core. Like, I really do. I know Allen Robinson, he's a veteran, and you're bringing him in to kind of supplement some of the things that you're trying to do and be that third-ish wide receiver. You have Calvin Austin, the third, which you don't know that much about, but he is fast from the videos that I saw on Twitter. He looks good in shorts.
Yeah, and the Mac, too.
In the Mac. He looks good in shorts. I'll give him that. But that doesn't mean that much whenever it comes to football. But
what so means- do I. I mean, what does that mean? Nothing.
You look good in shorts.
Look at my calves.
Yeah, you got no calf. What you need is somebody that is shorthanded, somebody that you could count on, and somebody that can move the sticks, in my opinion, if you're the Steelers. Somebody that Kenny can absolutely rely on outside of just relying on Pat Freiermuth, outside of just throwing it up to George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy that a team is looking to trade. His name is Hunter Renfrow. Played a lot of football, caught a lot of touchdowns, is a shorthanded slot receiver. I think that that would be an unbelievable fit for the Steelers. Like, that's the type of guy that I was thinking could bolster this wide receiver core. It didn't have to be a big play guy. It didn't have to be a speed guy. It didn't have to be a big body wide receiver. It needed to be a sure-handed, reliable wide receiver that you can count on third and five, that you could count on in the red zone to run, to win his one-on-one matchups and run the underneath routes. Hunter Renfrow and Kenny? I think that would just be his safety blanket outside of having Pat Freiermuth. I think it would be a perfect fit. Now, what could you trade for him? That's where I'm not at right now.
Right. That's the question. And monetarily, you'd have to – well, he's a rookie, so you wouldn't have to really force a big contract onto the books. Like, they could do it financially. I do think if it came down to him or DeAndre Hopkins, the thing the Steelers need more is a slot receiver. I know that they like Anthony Miller. I've been told by people within the organization that they think he could be a guy for them. He's been a productive slot receiver in the past. I would rather have Hunter Renfrow. Hunter Renfrow caught 9 touchdowns last year. 9!
9.
A little tight. He looks like me. He'd come in here, he'd put on my same sweatshirt, my hat. You'd be like, oh, hey, Crowley, what's going on?
He's less hair than you, too.
He's a good player.
Yes.
And they've reportedly received no trade calls on him, but are open to the idea Oakland is, or Las Vegas is, wherever they're playing their football games now. That's the thing that they're missing. I am not a believer in Calvin Austin III. When they drafted him, I said, okay, we'll see. Last year he's hurt. We don't know. A lot of Steelers fans hop up on social media, Doran, and they'll say, oh, you got Calvin Austin III. Like, they'll prop him up as if he's some sort of known quantity. He's not. And beyond Deontay Johnson and George Pickens, there's a lot of question marks at that receiver position for the Steelers. Allen Robinson's a big-time question mark for the Steelers. And he was brought in no small part because he could be a leader and help those guys develop. Fine, but what are you going to do between the white lines? That matters. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Obviously. Hit us up on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. And I'd like to remind you, at 8:03, it's 8:03 o'clock. And time to start the weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Who is their best option in the slot right now?
Deontay.
So you move Deontay into the slot in three receiver sets, and you put Allen Robinson on the outside?
Correct.
Do you have faith in Allen Robinson?
Yes. I have faith in him maybe not winning all the time, but being in the right spot and running the right routes and making sure everybody's on the same page, and then winning occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Catching tough passes whenever you do need to move the sticks. I think he'll be good with that, but he's not a barn burner. He's not going to blaze down the field and beat guys one-on-one every single time. But whenever you probably need him in some tough situations, he'll show up. I was thinking about trade bait, or what you could trade, mm-hmm. too. Have you thought about this at all? I thought about, it's the Raiders. And the Raiders don't have a quarterback really right now. Right? They don't have a quarterback. But
Trubisky.
Trubisky or Mason on top of and paired with an offensive lineman, Kevin Dotson or Dan Moore Jr. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you're probably going to run the ball and you need to bolster your offensive line.
Yeah, Jacobs.
And if you have a backup quarterback, you want to somewhat protect him and you don't want to have young guys in there that, you know, you're kind of thrusting into the role. I don't know their offensive line situations, but there's two guys on the Steelers offensive line that were starters last year that aren't going to be starters this year.
Well, and hell, forget about whether that's realistic or not.
Or Chooks.
Because I don't know if that's realistic, Doran. I don't know that it's not either. Where are we now on the Steelers that a position of strength with which to trade from is the damn offensive line?
Right.
And for you to even suggest that, Steelers got offensive linemen to burn.
That were starters
last year.
Like, not just swing guys that went in there, not the Matt Filers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are guys who were started.
I like the idea if they'd even be interested, of Dotson. I mean, Dotson is a guy, and anybody, just for sake of conversation, anybody trying to trade with the Steelers and they want an offensive lineman, you know, Dotson would be the one to me that would be more expendable, because whoever loses out on the right tackle job is your swing tackle. Well, Herbig can be your swing interior guy if you move from Dotson. So I do think you have more depth there. I'll tell you what's not going to happen, man. Talking about realism and what could fit, what could not fit. Here's Joy Taylor on Fox Sports 1, whatever the station. Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 1. Joy Taylor on a fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A guy that was just released yesterday, Dorn.
I think he would be very interesting with the Steelers.
I should probably say then, because she didn't, it's Dalvin Cook.
I think he would be very interesting with the Steelers. When I think of the Steelers' offensive identity, they always have fast, big wide receivers. They have a solid run game. Now, they have Najee Harris, but like Shady said, it's a two-back system pretty much anywhere you go now. They don't want to wear somebody down.
Right.
And if you have a creative offensive coordinator, you can really utilize a guy like Dalvin Cook who can blast off.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
Creative offensive coordinator. You lost me there, Joy. Matt Canada is many things. A creative offensive coordinator, he is not. Also, why would Dalvin Cook want to go here and be a backup?
He wouldn't.
It just doesn't fit at all. That doesn't fit at all. Hunter Renfro makes sense for what they need. What they do not need is a running back. You have Najee Harris. You have Jaylen Warren. There's your 1-2 punch. It doesn't make any sense. But Hunter Renfro, because we start talking about the options, I don't know that I believe in Allen Robinson. You say you do to an extent. I don't, because I just don't know if you can get it back after injury. And it's not like I'm sitting there at OTAs every day, so I'm not going to pretend to be that guy. I don't have faith in that. And if Deontay, you slide him into the slot where I do think he can be productive, I think you're watering down your outside receivers then at that point. But Hunter Renfro, while we're talking about hypotheticals, that would be a guy that would make some sense.
You want to talk about a crazy hypothetical? Say that you sign Dalvin Cook because he got released, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sign Dalvin Cook and you trade straight up, because there's another guy that once traded out of there as well. You trade Najee for Davante Adams.
Now that you can't fit in the salary cap, I don't think.
Right. Hypothetical.
I do love hypothetical.
Me too.
Hypothetical on
but
a Friday.
But would you do that if you could fit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. I'm not the biggest Najee Harris fan in the world. We talked about that way back when at 6 o'clock today, but Najee Harris's first two seasons are terribly underwhelming. 3.9 yards per carry. Dalvin Cook, do they think he's washed? Is that why they're getting rid of Dalvin Cook? If you think Dalvin Cook's washed, he could be 28, I think, in August, or at least I know he'll be 28 before next season starts. His season last year was better than Najee Harris's, and he's older. So if you think Dalvin Cook is washed, what does that make you feel about Najee Harris? Not that he's washed, but that he's just not good. Here's a text. Crowley's laugh during this segment sounded like a Patrick laugh from SpongeBob. Do your SpongeBob laugh, Doran.
Ah, Patrick.
412-928-9370 on Twitter, at underscore Adam Crowley. I wanted to save this for later, Doran, but I feel like we've been backstabbed here. Nicholas Harry Callis has been producing our show for a month now. We have Sam. He's wonderful. He's our intern. He's running things today. Harry Callis was on yesterday. He produced Cook and Joe, sans Cook. He produced the PM team with Pony and Muller. And you know what he sended Pony and Muller? You know what he sent Pony and Muller before the show? A karate video of him kicking a board in half.
Of him doing it?
Him doing it. Big ol' Harry Callis.
Like a recent video of him doing it?
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you at home who have not seen Harry Callis, he is like a white, less athletic version of Casey Hampton. I mean, my man's a big boy. So him breaking a board in half with his foot is visually stirring. You can check out Pony's Twitter account, at the Pony Express. But I'm a little ticked off. Harry Callis the other day could not dial Colin Dunlap's number. Seconds before the segment started, Harry Callis says, oh, where's Colin Dunlap's number? I don't have it. Can you send it to me? That's what we're getting from Harry Callis.
You know what?
We're getting ineptitude.
You know what, Adam?
And he's giving them that story?
I'd be worried if I were you, because you kind of mess with Nick. You mess with Callis a lot. Now, like, you didn't know that was in the tank there.
I did not know that.
He could whoop your you-know-what.
You know what he said yesterday in the final segment of their show, their hodgepodge of nothingness? He was asked, name by name, which fan hosts he would be able to beat up. He said he could kick my ass.
Who else?
Not yours. He was afraid of Colin. Said he would not try to fight Colin. Said he could beat up Chris Mack. Said he could beat up Filippone. Said he could beat up Muller. And then he stopped at Roundtree. Like, he's scared of Roundtree. I don't think Roundtree's a menacing man at all. Now, Roundtree could kick my butt. There's not a person here at the fan who couldn't kick my butt.
Sam?
Sam's young. I think he could. I think Sam would take me. Sam played hockey growing up.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to get your butt whooped by the intern. I think I could take Kale, but that's about it. Slow, receding hairline. I think I would break him down mentally first. But I'm annoyed that they got so much mileage out of Harry Callis yesterday, and Callis has given us nothing for basically 28 straight days.
He must like them better.
Doran, here's a question. We're kind of freewheeling it on a Friday here. Freewheeling Friday on the fan. Doran, how's the slot receiver position different than the outside?
It's inside.
Give the people more than that.
I mean,
give the different football. It's option routes, right?
I mean, if you look at, think about looking from behind the running back and behind the quarterback, you see the offensive line, you see the outside receivers, you see the inside receivers. Everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Your view as an inside receiver is different. Your timing, because you're closer to the quarterback, is different. So if your timing is different, that means you're going to run faster routes. And that's why you run those option routes. That's why you run those return routes where you run inside then pull back outside. Outside, longer throw, timing, one-on-one matchups obviously are different on the outside than the inside. You have more space to run on the inside than the outside. And you kind of want to be smaller. Because
quicker.
Think of Wes Welker and the things that he used to do. I mean, he was kind of a staple of a slot receiver, but that's basically it. You know, there's not really calculus level to what an inside receiver does compared to the outside receiver. It's kind of what it is.
Well, when I think of the Steelers roster, I think inside linebacker gives me pause and concern. And we're going to hear from Landon Roberts coming up in a few minutes. Audio from yesterday's OTAs, because I have a couple of questions for you about the Steelers' inside linebacker core. That worries me. Depth at outside backer worried me until they made the recent signing. But beyond their top two receivers, I am concerned. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have a guy that raises up. It doesn't mean that Calvin Austin III can't get it done. I just haven't seen him do it, so I'm not going to say he can. I'm worried about Allen Robinson. I'm worried about the depth behind them. That on the offense is probably my biggest worry right now. And maybe that's a good place to be. Last year, it would have been offensive line.
Right.
The year before that, it would have been offensive line. I'd much rather it be my third and fourth and fifth wide receivers than my second, third, and fourth offensive lineman, but that is what worries me right now about this team. Well,
last year,
yeah, quarterback worried me.
Yeah.
I mean, a rookie or Mitch Trubisky, and I had more faith in Mitch than most. Sorry. But, yeah, you're in a better place now. No doubt about that. We'll hear from Steelers inside linebacker Landon Roberts coming up next. I got a couple of questions about him and the inside backers for Doran. But first, let me tell you about Parks, the BetParks Sportsbook app. Basketball finals tonight. I like Miami to bounce back at home in a must-win game. They're currently plus 140 on the money line. You can also get them at plus 550 to win the series. Maybe you don't really think they're going to win the series, but you do think they're going to win tonight. Well, they win tonight. They even the series. Plus 550, just a little sprinkle. Just a little sprinkle. The Bucks are plus 100 tonight against New York with Dick Mountain on the mound. New York has lost six straight games. They've blown leads in each of the last three. New customers make a winning $10 bet. Get $125 back in sportsbook bonus. Must be a winning bet. Bonus bets must be wagered once. Bet spreads, same game parlays, and more on the BetParks Sportsbook app. Must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.